last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of The Last Savior. I have the honor of being joined by our expert, Dr. Murtadha Karimi. Thank you so very much for being with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir, for your time. On the topic of trying to get closer to our master and our imam, our father, our guardian, our supporter, our sustainer, and the one true person who loves us unconditionally and unfailingly no matter what, and wants nothing more than for us to find guidance and prosperity in this world and the next. If we keep reminding ourselves of these points every day, then I guess getting closer, trying to get closer to Imam Zaman alayhi salam, will seem less like a chore and more like a desired life purpose. Doctor, you provided us with some very interesting points to contemplate upon in order to practically get close to Imam Zaman alayhi salam, whether in the bigger or the smaller details of our lives. If you could just add to those practical steps and points that you mentioned for us to try to, you know, explore different things, different means, and see which one fits us best.
As I mentioned in the previous program, one of the practical ways to help Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is to think about providing the means to help the Imam. And I mentioned that it can be through many examples, and one of them is helping the Shia of the Imam. Now, before going to the next title, let me share a very interesting narration to prove that when we help a Shia of the Imam, it will make the Imam of the time happy, and not only the Imam Mahdi, all the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt and the Prophet. According to this story, one of the companions of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, he owed a great tax to the government, so he was poor and he was not able to give the tax, and he was fearful of the government so that he could be imprisoned if he didn't pay the money. Mm-hmm. He says that I decided to go to Hajj and ask for help from Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. When I went to the Imam, I told him the story, and he gave me a letter to give it to the ruler of my city. And in it, the Imam told the ruler that you may help this brother and remove his, sadness from his heart and make him happy. He's your brother in faith, wassalam. Just maybe two lines. Mm-hmm. The man says that I went back to my city. I went to the house of the ruler, and that ruler was told that the man has brought a letter from you, from Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. We know that in some cases, some of the Shias, they were in the caliphate system, but they had the permission from the Imam to help the Shia. So this man was one of the lovers of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. He respected the man a lot. He kissed the letter. And then it's been mentioned in the narration that he divided all his properties between him and that man. It's a great task. I mean, I'm not sure if how many of us are able to do that. But because of the fact that he received that letter from Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam that helped this brother of yours, he divided all his properties
and he obeyed without question.
And he gave him great amount of money and removed the tax from him. The man says that I went another time to Hajj, and I went to Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam and told him the story. Then Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam said the following: I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that when the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, they swear by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is telling us it's a great, important issue. Yeah, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He made us happy. He made Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam happy. He made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy, and of course he made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. So this is the point. If you're helping our brother or sister in faith, we need to remember that by these very small acts that we are doing, we are making our Imam of the time happy, and not only him, all the infallibles.
Brothers and sisters, you're listening to The Last Savior here on IRIB English Radio. We're going to be back after a short message, so stay with us.
And we wanted to confer favor upon those who were oppressed in the land, and make them leaders, and make them inheritors.
Thank you for joining us again here on IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Last Savior. With me in the studio, I have Dr. Kerimi, and we are talking about steps, practical steps, in order to get closer to Imam Zaman alayhi salam and have him as an active part of our lives.
The next point that we need to think about is a very important point, because it has a very great effect on our deeds on a daily basis. The fact that we need to know that Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is able to see our actions and our deeds, according to some narrations, on a weekly basis are proposed to Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. So I think if we think for half an hour, 10 minutes on a daily basis about the fact that whatever I'm doing this week, today, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will see that. Are we ready to do whatever we are doing right now on a daily basis? Maybe I think it has a great effect, at least on some of the people, to refrain from some actions that they do in their privacy. There are verses in this regard. There are many narrations in this regard. This is a question by sometimes we see that the Wahhabis claim that, how do you claim that the Imams and the Prophet, they are able to see your actions? It is mentioned in the Quran that وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا, do your actions, فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمَنُونَ, your actions, your deeds are seen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the Prophet, and by al-mu'minun, the believers. And in the narrations, for example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, al-mu'minun humul a'imma. In this narration, mu'minun refers to the Imams of the time. This is in Nur al-Thaqalain, volume 2, page 262.
And it would make more sense too, rather than Allah letting a random mu'min see my private actions.
Yeah,
because then that's a breach of privacy.
And exactly.
It's against the attribute of Allah being satir,
and
satir, right?
Al-ayub, yeah. But the Imam of the time, you know that through the ladunni ilm, the God-given knowledge that they have, they are able to see our actions. And when we introduce them as the intermediary between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it makes sense that they know about our actions. So if we really come to this conclusion that today, if I do these actions, it could be in different forms. I mean, it could be ignoring the acts of worship, like prayer, paying homes, and fasting. It could be about bothering other people, violating the rights of the people, telling lies, backbitings, the sins related to, our looks, and so on and so forth. If we come to this conclusion, I mean, it becomes a matter of certainty for us that for this action, I will make Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam upset with me, because he will see my actions, and for sure he will come and, when he sees my actions, he will be upset because of my actions. Then I think gradually, inshallah, we would be able to make him happy more. So it's another aspect that we need to think about, the fact that we need to think that Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is watching us, and there are some narrations that according to some our actions are proposed to him once in a week or twice in a week. It doesn't make any difference. At the end of the day, he is able to see all our actions.
Wherever you be, I'll be with you, 'cause you're the one my heart is to. I need you.
The next point again that we need to think about is the fact that Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is the essence of all prophets and the imams, or he is the representative of all the prophets and the imams. We know that all the prophets, they wished to have the religion of God, to be followed by all the people on the earth, even our prophet, peace be upon him and his family. All the imams of the Ahlul Bayt, they had this purpose in mind, but for the deficiencies in the people, none of them, they were able to, have this dream completely realized. But after Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam's reappearance, we'll have this divine government in the whole world. So according to the narrations, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, from this perspective, is the essence of all the previous prophets and all the previous imams. Let me share one interesting narration in this regard. It's been mentioned that when Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam reappears, he will have a speech next to the Kaaba, the Holy Kaaba in the city of Mecca. A part of his sermon is as follows: O people, whoever wishes to see Adam and Shaykh, let them see me. Mm-hmm. Whoever wants to see Nuh, or then he continues, Ibrahim, Ismail, I am Nuh, I am Ibrahim, I am Ismail. If a person wants to see Musa, Yusha, Joshua, I am Musa and Yusha. If a person wants to see Isa, I am Isa. If a person wants to see Muhammad and Ali, I am Muhammad and Ali, alayhim as-salam. And then he mentions the name of Imam al-Hasan and Imam al-Hussein and the other Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. And he says that I am Hassan and Hussein, and I am the Imam from the generation of Hussein, alayhi wasalam. So again, we need to think about that. The fact that if we want to follow all the prophets, and if we claim to be the followers of our prophet and all the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, the essence of all of them, the inheritor of all the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam, is Imam Mahdi alayhi wasalam. And we know that according to some narrations, some of the properties and treasures which belong to, for example, the priest prophets and our prophet will be with Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, like, for example, a flag, his sword, his armor. Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will have them with him, and all these are some signs to prove that he is the Imam of the time. And the last point, if I have time today, that I would like to talk about is to think about the compassion and mercy of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. I think I mentioned that in the previous session that unfortunately many people whenever the name of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is mentioned, they just remember the fact that he will behead many people, he will cause bloodshed, and so on and so forth. We do not claim that there won't be any war. For sure, there is a war. But those people who oppose Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, they are very few in number. The majority of the people of the world, according to the narrations, even the Jews, the Christians, because they see the signs of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, and especially the Christians, when they see that Jesus alayhi salam has come to help Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, they will accept him. But it shouldn't lead us to have a kind of violent image of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. The narrations about the rahmah, about the mercy and compassion of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, are very surprising. In Ziyara al-Yasin, we address Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam and we say, Assalamu alayka ayyuha. And in after some phrases, we read Ar-Rahmatul Wasi'a, the all-encompassing mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Dua Nudba, we say that Allahumma hablana ra'fatahu wa rahmatahu wa du'a'ahu wa khayra. O Allah, give us from his mercy and compassion and supplications and goodness. So all these are referring to the mercy of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And in a very profound narration from Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam himself, which is mentioned in Biharul Anwar, volume 53, page 11, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam himself says the following: "Inna rahmata rabbikum wasa'at kulla shay." The mercy of your Lord has encompassed everything. Wa ana tilka ar-rahma, and I am that mercy.
Thank you so very much, Doctor. It's easier trying to get close to someone when we realize how much they actually love us. Thank you for being with us on this episode of The Last Savior. Until another greeting and salam, I leave you all in the care and protection of the Almighty.